This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture. From Kansas State University, Eric Atkinson here. The spotlight this week is on home lawn health. Megan Canelli is a horticultural disease specialist with K-State Research and Extension. And what we'll talk about today, you say, Megan, are products of our widely varying weather fluctuations in Kansas of late.
That's right. So here in Kansas, one day it's hot, the next day it's cold, and then it's drought, and then wet. So there's all kinds of stresses going on. One thing I've been seeing a fair amount lately in the plant disease diagnostic lab is a buildup of thatch in turf. Thatch is the layer of old, runners and stems that builds up between the crown and the soil. Mm-hmm. So it's not the roots and it's not fallen clippings. It's like this kind of buildup of old plant material. And some of our grasses tend to build those up, like bluegrass and Bermuda grass and zoysia, things that make a lot of lateral growth. So I've had a number of samples come in lately where the turf is looking brown, looking what you might call blighted, but there's no disease. And the issue is actually there's this thick layer of thatch that has built up, and that interferes with healthy root functioning. Mm-hmm. What happens is the roots kind of hang around in the thatch, and they're not down in the soil, and the plants are basically drying out. And
so the remedy is to dethatch if possible then?
Right, yeah. So you got to know first what kind of grass you have. Do you have a warm season grass or a cool season grass? So our warm season grasses would be Bermuda grass, zoysia grass, or buffalo grass. For those guys, the time to dethatch is in the summer. For the cool season grasses like fescue or bluegrass, like actually ideally we're doing it in the fall, because when you're dethatching, you're damaging the turf, and you want to do that when it's growing well. So getting the timing right is good, and just keeping an eye on it. So you might just take a trowel or a little shovel and dig in your lawn in a few places and just see if you're starting to get a buildup of thatch. Around a quarter inch is good, and thatch is actually what helps give turf that like springy feeling when you run on it or walk on it. But if it gets to be about more than a quarter inch, you want to get on top of it. Half inch or more, definitely. And there's actually a fact sheet through our Extension bookstore all about thatch. I believe it's called Thatch, a Hidden Lawn Concern, that explains in detail what to do.
And you mentioned, again, warm season grasses. They did come on slowly this year because of our weather patterns once more. And that may be misleading folks into making judgments on the health of that grass, too.
Yeah, so right now we're in the heat of summer, but you need to remember that we had record cold temperatures a number of times this winter, and it was slow coming out of spring. I mean, and even now when our warm season grasses have just taken a while to green up and get at their full summer capacity, and there were definitely lawns that had actual like winter kill from those low temperatures. With Bermuda grass, for example, there's only a couple of varieties that are well suited to Kansas. And I had one case of a sample and some photos that got sent in where the Bermuda grass was looking quite bad this spring. And as it turned out, it wasn't a disease or anything. It was actually the whole lawn was a variety that was planted last year. And it's a variety that's not cold tolerant and should not be used in Kansas. What I just want to encourage people is that if you are going to be renovating a lawn or starting over, make sure you choose a variety that is adapted here. And we do have lists of those available, and you can work with your county extension agent to get a list of what those are.
Well, as always, the Plant Disease Diagnostic Laboratory here at K-State, Megan stands ready to help homeowners, gardeners through the local extension office. Thanks for coming over.
Thank you.
Megan Canelli with us, horticultural disease specialist at Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.